Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The COVID-19 case figures throughout the Hunter New England health regions have lowered after seeing a spike in recent days. There were 35 confirmed cases identified throughout the district in the past 24 hours. The newly recorded takes the total number in the current outbreak to 2,294, with 1,039 active cases. Of the new cases, 13 are in Lake Macquarie, 6 in the Mid-Coast, 5 in Cessnock, 4 in Maitland, 4 in Newcastle, 2 in Tamworth and 1 in Port Stephens. Chief Health Officer Dr. Dave Durheim is encouraging Muswellbrook locals to continue their vaccination efforts during this time.
Amazing numbers, coverage numbers in adults in places like Lake Macquarie and Port Stephens and Singleton, which is fabulous. This is the way that we're going to keep ourselves and our community safe. There are a few laggards, though. We see that Newcastle in the younger people is lagging behind. And in Muswellbrook, we've seen a slow increase now that the vaccine is available. Come on, folks of Muswellbrook, you need to make sure that you get fully vaccinated to protect yourselves and your families.
Muswellbrook sits at a 68.6% double dose rate, Singleton at 72.7% and the Upper Hunter Shire at 84.4%. The licensee of Singleton's Caledonian Hotel has now been charged over the alleged repeated breaches of public health orders. Hunter Valley Police District officers attended the pub on George Street multiple times in the past week in response to the reported violations. It included unvaccinated patrons on the premise. Multiple warnings and penalty infringement notices were issued to the staff and customers over a number of days before the venue was closed by New South Wales Police on the weekend. Police issued a court attendance notice to the legal representative of the licensee in the later afternoon on Monday. He has been charged with 2 counts of not complying with notice directions. He's due to appear in Singleton Local Court in December. The venue remains closed until midnight tonight. And the Upper Hunter Shire have won the double dose vaccination challenge set out by the different councils. Mayor Maurice Collison called on the councillors from Singleton, Muswellbrook, Liverpool Plains, Dungog and the Mid-Coast last month to see which region can hit the vaccine target first. Each council agreed to wager $200 to see who hits the 70% double dose rate, with the money going towards a charity of their choice. Mr. Collison says he's donated the money to a worthwhile cause.
Took that prize out and I've decided now that I'm going to donate that to the Westpac Helicopter. Westpac Helicopter, of course, doesn't just support us, it supports everyone that was involved in this, and we have used the Westpac Helicopter to transport COVID patient to Newcastle, so it's going to be a great to hand over that cheque to the Westpac Helicopter.